Chris Schultz is with me now to Talk Entertainment. Good morning.
Good morning, Francesca.
Hey, Avatar is back in our cinemas.
I know. Weird, eh?
It is weird. And I thought, I know that the new Avatar was coming out later in the year. And I went, oh, is it coming out early? But then I was like, no, it's the original Avatar.
This is the old Avatar. It's 2009 all over again.
Yes. Yeah,
James Cameron has made... He's taken so long to make these sequels that he's had to re-release the first film to remind people.
He's getting us excited again.
What it was, yeah. Well, are we though? Because, I mean, Avatar's such a weird film. It made so much money. It was like one of the biggest films ever made, hit the billion-dollar mark. And now everyone just kind of doesn't want to talk about it. At least that's the impression I get. No one really remembers Avatar fondly. And I think maybe this is a good move, you know, it will remind people of the visuals, because that's why people went to see it.
I was going
time.
To say, were we technically wowed when we saw Avatar? Well, was the idea of this film and just the execution of it what caught our attention and our imagination?
Do you remember the 3D aspect of it?
Yes.
Where you put on the glasses and yes. things would be flying around the cinema as you watched it. He is doing it in 3D again. This time it's been remastered. I'm interested in that, not so interested in remembering the plot, which was a bit of cliched nonsense about an alien planet full of Smurfs being colonized by white people and then war breaking out, which we've seen a million times. But if the visuals are stunning, maybe I'd be interested to take my kid to this and see what
yes,
he thinks.
Actually, that's a really good point. It's a great opportunity for younger generations to see it on the big screen. And the 3D will be a bit of a gimmick for them. I'm not a huge 3D fan. I do think it is a bit of a gimmick. Mm. Sometimes I actually just prefer to watch the film on a really big screen. Yeah. I don't need the 3D aspect. But I suppose for younger generations who probably have no idea what it looks like to watch a 3D film. So I suppose it's...
Maybe.
We'll I'm see. Pushing it? Okay. All right then. Hey, it's been a really big week for music festivals. We've had some great announcements this week. It feels like summer is coming, Chris.
Summer's coming yes. and the industry is bouncing back. It's been a terrible 3 years for music festivals. But yeah, this week we've got a whole bunch of good news. The Others Way, the festival that takes over all the venues on Kay Road in Auckland, is coming back. That's in October with Nadia Reid and Shae Fuu. Splore Festival, south of Auckland, that's got Santa Gold, that's happening in February, I believe. And then the big one is Laneway, that takes over Albert Park, and it's been off for the last 3 years. They haven't had it, and that's because they rely on so many international artists to come here. It's a showcase for like rising artists, but then, yeah, indie artists. It's a fantastic day, and they've just brought out a lineup that I think if they made a festival just for me, this would be
it is just for you, Chris. Didn't
yeah.
they tell you that?
Great.
It's just for you. These are all obviously sort of Auckland-centric festivals. Are you hearing, you know, things also happening around the country?
Tons.
Oh, great.
Tons. Yeah,
fantastic.
Rhythm of Vines is back. Bay Dreams is back in Nelson and Tauranga. Yeah, there's heaps.
Fantastic. Hey, Disney TV Plus has released a new Star Wars series. Now, I'm going to be really honest with you. I think the last one they released was Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Look, I tried.
Mm-hmm.
I think I fell asleep in the first
me
two,
too.
In both of the first two episodes I watched, and I didn't know why it didn't grab me. But we've got Andor out now.
Someone told me the other day that if you give up Hobbits, Targaryens, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and Jedis, life's better. There's so much content out there now that you can skip all those massive worlds.
But
and enjoy
I do
yourself.
But I do quite like these worlds they take us into.
Okay, so Andor's the good news. Andor
okay.
is the one that is going to pull you back. This is the Star Wars show they've been threatening to make and never have. It's kind of adult only. It's pretty dark. It's set between, like, if you want to know, like, the plot, it's set before Rogue One, one of those spin-off movies they
right.
did. But this is dark and dirty. It's from Tony Gilroy, who made the Bourne movies. He knows
oh,
what
okay.
he's doing. He knows how to stage an action sequence, and there are lots of these in here, but he knows how to write dialogue, mostly, and the dialogue in this is really, really good. They also spent 3 years building all of the sets, so they're only using green screen when they have to. So it's not, there's no like Ewoks or Baby Yodas or, there's not even a lightsaber in the first three episodes.
So this is quite cool. So this is sort of introducing us to characters who aren't main characters, mm-hmm. but it's opening up the Star Wars world a little bit more, isn't
yeah.
it? To sort of what might have been happening behind the scenes while all the action was taking place.
Absolutely, yeah. George Lucas was talking about doing something like this years ago. Apparently he had 50 scripts in the bank and he just never did it. This, I think, is probably the better version of that. It's honestly, it's just great TV. I heard someone say the other day that if you like The Wire,
okay,
You'll probably like this. You don't need to be a Star Wars fan.
This is really good to know because, as I say, after my last experience of touching on the Star Wars Obi-Wan Kenobi, I probably might not have rushed to this, but I will put it at the top of my list.